Hello and welcome back to my podcast. You're listening to Lynette and this is Living with Dissociative Identity Disorder. Today's topic is going to be a random one. So join in and listen to us because I am going to allow all of us to communicate and we all will be talking. So bear with us. We are here today. So let's get to it. Hi, guys. So today was an interesting day. Woke up this morning, had to hurry up and get dressed and go to my physical therapy appointment. And the reason why I'm going to my physical therapy appointment is because I have low back pain. And I have had this pain for well over 15 years. And even though I sound super, super young, I am not. I am almost 35. So I'm still kind of young, depending on who you ask. But I am not as young as I used to be. And so all my pain and everything is finally catching up to me. And it's like, hey, girl, you're going to have to do something about this. And so I decided to go and see my PCP last month. And he referred me to a physical therapist. And now, here's the thing. He mentioned back surgery. And then he was like, well, I don't want to get you into surgery for your back. And you're so young. You know, why don't we do this? And then he was like, okay, we'll do physical therapy. And if that doesn't help, we'll then take a look into injections. This means someone will be sticking a big old needle in my back. Yeah, what could go wrong, right? So, I'm hoping, like heck, that physical therapy actually does help and that things does get better quickly and that I won't be in pain anymore, because if not, the next step is the injections, and that is something I am frightened about. I'm not afraid of needles, but I am afraid of being paralyzed. So yeah, anywho, so I also accomplished another task of mine, which I have been forgetting to do because, as a lot of you know, I do not have the greatest of memory. My memory is shot. And like I told my physical therapist that was in for this period, I guess, I told him, I said, I have amnesia, because I pretty much do. It's a part of my disorder. Dissociative identity disorder does include amnesia. And I completely forget. I forget. I even forgot how old I was a couple of weeks ago. So, and the only reason why I remember that I forgot was because it surprised me that I forgot. Like, it took me forever to actually remember how old I was. And that was, to me, that was very troubling. And then I was watching this video on Facebook about this this guy who was having lunch or dinner with his mother, who suffers from Alzheimer's. And that made me very, very sad for my daughter, because I do have a little girl and she's getting older, and of course so am I, and I don't want her to have to be put in that situation where I don't even know who she is. So that's like one of my biggest fears. I'm okay with dying when I get older. I don't want to be a burden on someone like that. Like, that's mentally draining. And then to have to bury me knowing that I didn't even know who you were. It's like horrible, you know? But also, I'm trying to see who I feel, because I can usually fill my alters and then they'll take over, or they'll coexist with me so that I can relay messages, or they can tell me what they want me to say, or they can say it themselves. So let's see. Well, Aya, if you're here, then go ahead and say something. Okay, well, I guess I'm by myself today. The entire day was very, very interesting, because not only did I accomplish all those tasks, but I also received my IRS tax transcript from 2016 that I was waiting on for school. And so that finally came and totally just made my day. It was like a great thing. Like, I'm so happy for that. Like, you have no idea. I'm so happy for that. But I went to the mailbox and found that, and then I also got a letter from this public school system here, and they confirmed that they are going to pick up my daughter instead of me having to worry about getting her to and from school and forgetting to actually pick her up and things like that. So that's always a plus, and I'm very, very happy about that. So, what else can I update you guys on? Oh, hello. So, Aya decided that she wants to say something real quick, so I am going to let her say something to you guys real quick, okay? So, Aya, you don't have all day, so please don't take all day, because it's just us. Okay, so, like, she knows that I'm not trying to sit up here all day and do this with this little girl. She irks my nerves. And I know she, like, the thing is, I love her to death, but kids are kids, and they irritate me so bad. Like, so freaking bad. I hate bad kids. But, like, my kid is, like, she's not bad. That's the thing that irks me, because she's not bad. She's not bad at all. Like, I love her. I love her so much. It irritates me because she's like, I'm not, I don't know. It's difficult. But trust me, okay? I'm not high or anything. Don't get it twisted. I'm not high at all. But I gotta go. I can't do this. Okay, well, actually, and just say one more thing. I am very disappointed in Natalie and Zayana. I am very upset with all of these people. Like, they get on my nerves. I can't stand none of them. They get on my nerves so much. because they whine about everything, and I can't stand whiners. Like, I can't stand them at all, and it gets on my nerves so freaking bad. And I just forget everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's like annoying. So yeah, I'm gonna give you back to Lynette and let her talk to you, because I need to go lay down. I can't do this. Okay. I have no idea why Aya is so like rude and disrespectful, but I have to talk to her, because that was just rude. And a lot of people, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I hear her all the time, like, in my head, and she's not that rude all the time. I have no idea what just happened, but it's probably, I just don't know. Wow. Anywho, that was a horror. That would not happen again. I want to give you an opportunity to hear from Ayana as well, but I know she's not here because I'm not feeling her. James, I do feel, and I'm not finna let him talk, because I'm gonna tell you why. James is depressing. I love James for what he represents and how he provides that addition, I guess you would say, to us, to our system. But at the same time, I don't really like to feel down. I don't like to feel as if everything is crumbling and I can't do anything about it. I like to feel in control. And when James is around and he's fronting, it's difficult for me to feel like everything will be okay. And I don't like that. So that's why I'm not going to let him out, because Aya said some really hurtful things, and I'm going to have a discussion with her. And I do see my trauma therapist on Thursday, I'm sorry. And I also have a intake at a outpatient that is local, instead of having to go all the way into another city to see my current trauma therapist, which I am going to miss her because she is like on point and I absolutely adore her. And for me to have to start over, it's going to be like so difficult because I have trust issues. And it's going to be very, very difficult for me because I don't want to start over and I don't want to have to let her go. And I'm not sure how my alters is going to react to a new person. And so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That appointment is on Monday, I believe. And so, yeah, I go in to see her or him early in the morning on Monday. And so hopefully if everything goes well and I get along with the therapist that they assigned me to, we'll be having a new trauma therapist to discuss things with and work through a lot of issues with and see where it goes from there. But that is going to be it for this podcast. I was going to upload a new blog post today, but I might not. And I just might add this to my blog post instead and then just make that an entry because I'm tired. I've been going all day, so, and my appointments are not over because I have like 3 more before the end of the week. And yeah, so thank you for listening to myself and of course Aya, and I'll be back to hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it might be the day after, but it'll definitely be tomorrow if I get everything uploaded with this school, and I will be sharing that celebration with you guys. Until next time, I hope you all are having a wonderful week and a great summer. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.